Look at the questions. Then listen to the second segment. Now you will hear the second segment.
In a career spanning more than 50 years, Anita Vinter has written more than 20 novels. Some have become science fiction classics. Today, Jason Blake talks with her about science fiction and her career.
How has science fiction changed since your career began?
When I started out, I think science fiction was dominated by so-called hard science. It was fiction, sure. But most writers made an effort to ground it in hard science like physics, astronomy, chemistry, and so on. It fit the time. Technology was progressing quickly, and there was great optimism amongst us that technology would achieve accomplishments like conquering world hunger and exploring the cosmos. So, while sci-fi has always been about writing speculative fiction, there was a genuine respect for the underlying science. This led to stories where the hero was always a man of science whose logical thinking and scientific knowledge would eventually save the day.
I noticed you said the hero was always a man of science. In many of your stories, the protagonist isn't always male.
This was by design. There wasn't a whole lot of racial or gender diversity in science fiction when I started out. The aliens looked different, of course, and there was an underlying theme of universal cooperation. But sci-fi was written largely from a white, male perspective. I did want to change this, in part to make a political statement, but also, I wanted protagonists that I could relate to.
One of your most influential novels, The Dark Hand, takes place on a planet where the inhabitants don't have any fixed gender. They change in accordance with some kind of biological cycle.
Yeah, this was a pretty radical idea when it came out, but for me, it was an interesting way to explore questions of gender diversity in society. I was surprised it was so well received.
This brings up something about science fiction as a genre. It's always really about deeper societal themes.
Absolutely. The ability to create worlds, to place stories in the future and explore the technologies and examine the societies of the future. This is what science fiction allows us to do. It forces us to do it because we can't create another world without a society in it. Then, the challenge is to present that society in its complexity, because societies are complex, organic things. There's never a singular perspective. Even totalitarian dictatorships are populated and run by people with conflicting motivations, desires, goals, and perspectives. I'd say the appeal of this genre is that you get to explore deeper ideas about society, politics, culture, and psychology. I think that people are drawn to science fiction precisely because they want to explore these things.
How do you feel about being labeled a science fiction writer? Do you find the term restrictive?
I did when I was younger, but I've made my peace with it. In the past, being labeled a science fiction writer was the kiss of death. It meant you were going to be reviewed in pulp magazines with little green men on their covers. But then, authors like Robert Heinlein, Ray Bradbury, Arthur C. Clarke, and others did a lot to raise the respectability of the genre. It became more respected as literature. Without these guys changing things, I'd probably still chafe at the label. But now I'm happy to be associated with it, and I do what I can to try and maintain its integrity.
Now you will hear the segment again.
In a career spanning more than 50 years, Anita Vinter has written more than 20 novels. Some have become science fiction classics. Today, Jason Blake talks with her about science fiction and her career.
How has science fiction changed since your career began?
When I started out, I think science fiction was dominated by so-called hard science. It was fiction, sure, but most writers made an effort to ground it in hard science like physics, astronomy, chemistry, and so on. It fit the time. Technology was progressing quickly, and there was great optimism amongst us that technology would achieve accomplishments like conquering world hunger and exploring the cosmos. So, while sci-fi has always been about writing speculative fiction, there was a genuine respect for the underlying science. This led to stories where the hero was always a man of science whose logical thinking and scientific knowledge would eventually save the day.
I noticed you said the hero was always a man of science. In many of your stories, the protagonist isn't always male.
This was by design. There wasn't a whole lot of racial or gender diversity in science fiction when I started out. The aliens looked different, of course, and there was an underlying theme of universal cooperation, but sci-fi was written largely from a white, male perspective. I did want to change this, in part to make a political statement, but also, I wanted protagonists that I could relate to.
One of your most influential novels, The Dark Hand, takes place on a planet where the inhabitants don't have any fixed gender. They change in accordance with some kind of biological cycle.
Yeah, this was a pretty radical idea when it came out. But for me, it was an interesting way to explore questions of gender diversity in society. I was surprised it was so well received.
This brings up something about science fiction as a genre. It's always really about deeper societal themes.
Absolutely. The ability to create worlds, to place stories in the future and explore the technologies and examine the societies of the future. This is what science fiction allows us to do. It forces us to do it because we can't create another world without a society in it. Then, the challenge is to present that society in its complexity, because societies are complex, organic things. There's never a singular perspective. Even totalitarian dictatorships are populated and run by people with conflicting motivations, desires, goals, and perspectives. I'd say the appeal of this genre is that you get to explore deeper ideas about society, politics, culture, and psychology. I think that people are drawn to science fiction precisely because they want to explore these things.
How do you feel about being labeled a science fiction writer? Do you find the term restrictive?
I did when I was younger, but I've made my peace with it. In the past, being labeled a science fiction writer was the kiss of death. It meant you were going to be reviewed in pulp magazines with little green men on their covers. But then, authors like Robert Heinlein, Ray Bradbury, Arthur C. Clarke, and others did a lot to raise the respectability of the genre. It became more respected as literature. Without these guys changing things, I'd probably still chafe at the label. But now I'm happy to be associated with it, and I do what I can to try and maintain its integrity.